what can we refer to as the portrait of the last day church. Portrait actually means picture. Something that's like a picture of something. So I said, what is the portrait? What is the picture of the last day church? I brought instances of a crown and a cross. Which of these can depict more about the church? And we responded by saying the crown represents the church more. So, for those of us that are here, in that message, the portrait of the last day church, I made emphasis on what the cross could represent. So I'd like us to write at the comment section, those of us that can write, and tell us what we said the cross does represent. You may help us to write down what you remember that we say the cross represents for the portrait of the last day church. You may help us to write what the cross represents. I've seen one person here already that has written persecution. I've seen another person writing suffering. Osiris Sewanelo wrote persecution. Nikki Fale wrote suffering. So what more can we say? I'd like us to participate accurately. What could the cross represent? If you have any new revelation, you can actually share with us. Marites Madronio says self-denial. So we see persecution here. We see suffering. We see self-denial. Peter Pui says faith. Okay. Oluchi Igwe says Christ himself. Yes. So, like I said, today will be more of a discussion. There is a new part of that portrait of the last day church that I would like to share with us. There is a new part of that portrait of the last day church. It's like a coin with two sides. We've seen that of one side, we want to see the other side. Peter Pungi, can you defend your submission to us as touching your saying faith is a portrait of the last day church? Can you defend that? Oluchigwe, can you defend your saying that Christ himself is a portrait of the last day church? If you can defend that, I'll put you on live, so that you speak to us in just very few minutes to explain what you affirmed to us. So please don't be shy of anything. Don't be shy. We're ready to learn. So, Oluchigwe, are you ready? And Peter Pungi, are you ready? Oluchigwe is saying Christ himself is a portrait of the last day church. Wow, that is beautiful. Peter Pini is saying faith is a portrait of the last day church. So can you break this down? Because we have seen one side of the portrait. And what we saw in that message, the portrait of the last day church part one, is we saw how that the persecution is a portrait of the church, or of the church. That is, persecution represents the cross. The cross likewise represents suffering. The cross represents self-denial. We've seen this item, so we would like to. Marites Madrina says the cross represents hope, not just bringing up new submissions, but can you defend it? I'm calling out to Peter Pui, I'm calling out to Oluchi Igwe, I'm calling out to Marites Madrina. Each of you Whichever of you is ready, I will unmute you now to defend your submission of what you feel the cross represent. Now, we may be few here, but at least these are people scattered in different parts of the world. So your revelation might put many of us on gear, you know. We would like to hear from you accurately what your submission really means. So by next week, I will be speaking more emphatically, but this week, today, I want it to be more of a discussion. So we are asking a question: what could the portrait of the Last Day Church be? And we know that the portrait of the Last Day Church is the cross. Now we've asked the question: what could the cross be synonymous for? What could the cross represent? We know that of suffering, we know that of self-denial, we know that of persecution, we know that of death to self. Yes, but we are hearing new submissions: faith, Christ himself, and hope. And the and these certain brethren, they don't want to defend their submission. Okay, Oluchigwe says she's ready to defend her submission. So I'll give you just 2 minutes. You defend your submission. Defend your submission and tell us what you mean by saying Christ himself. Peter P, don't worry. After Oluchigwe, I'll be getting to you. You'll be unmuted, so you unmute yourself. Okay, now you can. Once I unmute everyone, Peter P, you can unmute yourself. Unmute yourself. Now, Oluchigwe, you can explain to us.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And what I mean by Christ himself is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the redeeming benefit of his passion and his death. So it symbolizes Christ himself, what he did for us on the cross, his passion, and the redeeming benefits. So that is my own understanding of the cross being Christ himself.
Okay, now your submission is that the cross means Christ himself, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what does Christ himself represent? Let's go deeper. What does Christ himself represent?
His crucifixion on the cross and the redeeming benefit of his passion and death.
Now, you have not heard me properly. You have said the cross represents Christ himself. Good. So I'm asking a question. What does Christ himself represent? What does Jesus Christ himself represent to us? Can you tell us that?
Salvation.
Okay.
Because his death brought about salvation to mankind.
Okay. Is that all you have to share with us?
For now, yes, sir.
God bless you. Okay, Peter P, please, I'll unmute everyone right now. You unmute yourself immediately so that you can be able to share with us, please.
Hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, God. God bless you, Peter Puyi. Now you can speak to us.
Good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, God bless you.
From my own understanding, you know, the cross is is a sign both for Christ himself and of the faith of Christians. So we look up to Jesus, and that is where our faith lies. But for him, he took the cross as a burden in form of a persecution. But for us, we look up to the cross as faith. Really, we cannot be persecuted for the cross. We can only be persecuted for our faith. Many people have been persecuted, actually. So persecution is a general thing. But what are you persecuted of? If it is of the faith, then you are persecuted for the sake of Jesus. But if it is for anything else, then you are not persecuted because of Jesus.
So, I'd like to ask a question. You said if it is for the cross, that the cross could represent anything, but that if it is for the faith. So can you be more elaborate on the type of faith? Because there are other faiths out there. Islam is a faith. Hinduism is a faith. You understand. So can you be more elaborate more again?
Yes. What I mean by that, other religions too are persecuted for their faith.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Yes. And Christians are persecuted for the sake of the cross. That's for the sake of Jesus.
Okay.
I'm referring to the cross now as Jesus himself.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. So our faith needs to be in him. That is why I use that term, faith.
Okay.
We're looking up to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So because of the faith that we're persecuted, we see a lot of people being persecuted today because they bear the names of Christians, not really being Christians. They are pagans, actually, but they are being persecuted. People normally mistaken that for Christ's sake. But if you look at their lives, they are not after Jesus. They don't represent the life of Jesus, but they are being persecuted. But if you are persecuted for the sake of the faith, that means if you are in collaboration with Jesus, that is when you are persecuted. That is when you will be saved. Not because of because I'm a sinner and I'm just a Christian, just a churchgoer, and somebody killed me and I think I'll go to heaven. No. It's when I have Jesus that I'll go to heaven.
God bless you.
So that has to do with the faith, yeah.
God bless you so much. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Wow, beautiful contributions. Beautiful contribution. We are trying to launch our net into the deep. Jesus said, now you can launch your net into the deep. And when they launched their net into the deep, there were many catches. They caught many fishes. So, please, if you're here, I'd like you to feel free. I don't like you to hide yourself in a shelf. Don't hide yourself inside your shell. Feel free. If you have anything to contribute as touching the representation of the cross, what the cross symbolizes, if you have what to say as touching what the cross symbolizes, we heard from our brother from Sweden just now, Peter Puyi. We heard from our sister in Lagos, Nigeria just now, Aluchi Igwe, concerning what the cross represents. We are here to hear from you. You have something to say, signify the comment section. Because by next week, I would like to talk more on the other side of the coin as touching what the cross represents in our faith. I remember I said I'm still going to talk about the manifestation of sonship. Yes, we're still going to talk about that. It's still pending. I'd like us to just brush through this subject of the cross. Now, there's a new revelation. My sister said the cross represents Christ himself. Yeah, so whenever we think about the cross, we remember Christ himself. What a powerful revelation. Our brother says the cross represents faith. So whenever we look at the cross, we remember our faith. We remember what sacrifices were made to purchase this great faith we have today. Hallelujah. That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. Osse Seunelo, are you sure you don't have something to share with us? Wemina Molenga, are you sure you don't have something to share with us? We are looking at what else could the cross represent? We have seen self-denial. We have seen death to self. We have seen suffering not as a result of our selfishness, suffering not as a result of our own evil, suffering not as a result of our own ambition, but suffering for the sake of the Christ himself. So I see we've seen persecution as representing the cross. We've seen so many things. Today we're seeing Christ himself as representing the cross. We are seeing faith, and now we're seeing another submission here, which is humility. Oh, glory to God. That's so great. I'd like you to know that the cross of Christ, okay, I'm seeing persecution from worldly systems. Are you ready, Osese Onelo? Are you ready to speak to the house in 1 minute? Are you ready? Oh, glory to Jesus. Okay, she's ready. So I'd like you to know that today is actually more of a discussion. Like to hear from ourselves. What you have to say can be a blessing to us. What you have to say can be a blessing to us. So, Sister Onelo, I'll be unmuting you right now to speak to us.
Okay, last week we say that the persecution of the church should not come from demonic forces or the forces of darkness, because the Lord has already provided all the ammunition to combat that. That is the blood of Jesus, the armor, and so forth. So the persecution on the body of Christ in the last days will be from the world systems. We'll be preaching the gospel against so much pressure of opposition against what the worldly standards will be demanding, and we have to stand against that, denying ourselves and standing out genuinely to preach Christ as Savior and to stand by what he did for us no matter what. And that in itself, to stand winning right through to the end, is persecution. I'm through.
Okay. God bless you. So you are trying to submit to us that the cross means persecution from worldly systems, isn't it?
Yes.
How that even the systems of the world persecuted the Christ, isn't it?
Yes, just like they did not want Christ. It says, just like the world hated me, it will hate you also.
Hallelujah.
Then to stand as a friend of Christ means each one of us must stand as an enemy at every point which is not supportive of the gospel of Christ. And that in itself is a persecution.
This is rich. God bless you, Mother Osiese Onelo from Botswana. The Lord bless you. So listening carefully, everyone. I'd like to let us know that this is not a joke. This is real business. This is kingdom education. Like I told us before, that we are part of a kingdom. God is the king of this kingdom. We are the subjects of the kingdom. We have many matters in the kingdom. We've talked about kingdom matters, and this is part of what they call kingdom education, where we get to know more about the Christ and more about his government and more about the kingdom of God. So we are under a kingdom educational system. So it's a privilege for each and every one of us to be here, included myself. So what I wanted to share with us next week, I wouldn't be holding it any further. I'm so tempted because of what the bombs you have dropped. Wow. Peter Puyi from Sweden dropped a bomb. Oluchigwe from Lagos, Nigeria dropped a bomb. And now Monsieur Seonelo from Botswana has dropped a bomb. So I wouldn't delay any further what I wanted to share next week. Let me just throw it into the house now. I have told us in the message captioned the portrait of the last day church. I told us, listen carefully, what you are about to hear now has the power, has the capacity to transform your walk with God. Hear me. What you are about to hear now has the capacity to minister healing to you. What you are about to hear now is able to minister deliverance to you, is able to minister salvation even to you. Glory to Jesus. So, listen carefully. The cross, yes, it symbolizes persecution. How that the Christ was persecuted. The cross symbolizes death to self. How that Christ died to self. How that the small thing, they spat on him. He did not respond in the flesh. You know, he forgave them and all of that. We talked about how the cross represents suffering, how that Christ suffered for us. You know, he that knew no sin became sin unto us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So the subject of the cross is a rich subject. So tonight I'd like to share a part of the cross to us that we may not have taken cognizance of. The cross of Christ represents what we call victory. Victory. The cross is a symbol of victory. Hear me clear. The cross is a symbol of victory. Do you know what happened on the cross? The scripture says in Colossians chapter 2, verses 10, it said, "And you are made complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. We were made complete in him by dying with him on the cross." Colossians 2:15 said, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them." It was on the cross that he triumphed. The cross is a symbol of triumph. The cross is a symbol of victory. It's an eternal symbol of triumph, an eternal symbol of victory. So in the cross, we actually won the battle. We won the battle over the devil. In the cross, we won the battle against Satan. On the cross, we won the battle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness. Have you not heard how that the scripture says, if the princes of this world have known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had known, if Satan had known that crucifying Jesus on that cross was to bring eternal victory to the body of Christ, if Satan had known that the people were to rise from from all the ends of the world as a result of the death and the burial of the Christ, the devil would not have sponsored people to crucify Jesus. The same people that were shouting Hosanna during his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, all of them began to shout, "Crucify him, crucify him." Little did they know that the crucifixion of the Messiah was going to be the threshold of victory. The cross is our threshold to victory. When you think about the cross, we don't think only about self-denial. We don't think only about persecution. We don't only think about death to self. We don't only think about suffering, but we think about victory. Victory over the devil. Victory over sin. Victory over hell and its vices. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we think about the cross, we think about eternal victory. How could we, who were subject, how could this creation, which was subject to vanity, have been free from vanity, if not for the cross? How could we, who had sinned in our first father, Adam, in the Garden of Eden, we were all in the loins of Adam, and we fell short of the glory of God. The Bible said, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory." How could we that had no glory, how could we rise in glory today? Except for the cross. The cross is a symbol of victory. When we think about the cross, we think about how that the seed of the woman bruised the head of the seed of the serpent. How the seed of the woman bruised the head of the serpent. We think about how Satan was mesmerized. We think about how sin was crushed. It was on the cross that our sins were nailed. Habits were nailed. The man that used to be lost in sin, a man that used to be an addict to drugs, how could a man be free if not for the cross? So the cross is our threshold of victory. It's a threshold for our victory. If you're following, I'd like you to say, I'm following. When we think about the cross, we think about eternal victory. It is good to think about suffering when we think about the cross, suffering for the Messiah. It is good for us to think about death to self. It is good for us to think about self-denial. It is good for us to think about any other thing, but it is important that we also think about victory. Ah! The Bible said, Paul said in Galatians 6, from henceforth let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks. Ha! Huh. Because of the marks of the Lord Jesus upon my body, because of what Jesus has gone through, no devil has a legal standing to trouble me. No demonic entity has a legal right to persecute me. No witch has a legal right to trample me. Any activity of darkness on in your life is an illegal activity. Because of the cross, it is illegal. Anything the devil is trying to do with your mortal body or your spirit is considered illegal. They are all illegal. They have no legality in the realm of the spirit because they are all nailed to the cross. He said, and the wall of partition that divided us from God, we who were a people once alienated from the commonwealth of God, now we have been drawn nigh to God because of the cross. Hallelujah. Listen, what you're hearing is able to lift you up from that miry clay of sin. What you're hearing now is able to lift you up from that dungeon of demonic oppression. To know that the cross is your symbol of victory. The cross is my symbol. My symbol. Personalize it and say, the cross is my symbol of victory. Victory. Victory not only over sin, but also victory over Satan, victory over serpents and scorpions, victory over this present world, victory in all things. The cross is my eternal symbol of victory, my symbol of victory. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. How could we be made co-heirs of the Messiah? How could we be given inheritance with the saints in the light except for the cross? Colossians 1:13, it says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It was the cross that God used to cross us over from darkness into light. We have been crossed over into light because of the cross of the Christ. We have crossed over from darkness into light because of the cross. For the sake of the cross, we have crossed into victory. Ha! We are living in a realm of victory. From henceforth, let no devil trouble you, for you bear in your body the marks of the Lord Jesus. When the devil thinks about the cross, he thinks about the victory of of the Messiah. The cross is an eternal symbol of victory. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sin. Colossians 1:14. So how did we have redemption through the blood of the Messiah? Is it not that the blood of the Messiah was shed on the cross? If not for the cross, where else was his blood shed? Nowhere else. The blood of Jesus that is our symbol of victory today is as a result of the cross of the Christ. He said, for we have overcome the evil one with the
words of our testimony. He said we have overcome it by the words of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. We have overcome the evil one by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So what is the blood of the Lamb? The blood of the Lamb is the blood of the Christ shed on the cross of Calvary for our sake. So that is to say that it was on the cross that the blood was shed. So the blood of Jesus brings redemption to us. What does it mean to redeem? I've told us before in one of our Bible studies here. I think that was on Kingdom Matters. I think so. One of those teachings. I said redemption is gotten from the word redeem. To redeem is to win back. Is to win back. And to redeem something, you have to pay a price. So we have been bought over by darkness. And we have been taken by darkness and the Messiah redeemed us. He took us back and paid a price. And the price he paid was paid on the cross. And the cross is a place that price was paid. Therefore, we have been recovered by God. We have been recovered. The cross is your symbol of victory. It's your eternal symbol of victory. Because of what the Messiah did for you on the cross, no devil has any legal rights to molest you. Yes, the cross is our symbol of transformation, victory, dominion. You see? In the cross, our failure was turned to success. On the cross, death, our sentence to eternal death, became a sentence to eternal life. Hallelujah. On the cross, our weakness became strength. On the cross, there was a universal victory to mankind. That is to all who will come under the commonwealth of Yeshua the Messiah. What a great news. What a great news. What a great news. Failure turned to success. Death turned to life. Curses turned to blessings. Weakness turned to strength. The cross is indeed a place of victory. The greatest metamorphosis of all ages occurred on the cross of the Messiah. Life was metamorphosed, and there came forth a great earthquake that parted even the temple. A great earthquake came because the Messiah was crucified on the cross. So the portrait of the Last Day Church is actually the cross. Indeed, without gainsaying, the portrait of the Last Day Church is the cross. And the cross, for a balanced understanding, for a balanced doctrine, the cross does not only represent suffering, it does not only represent self and death to self. The cross does not only represent persecution, the cross also represents victory. When you remember the cross, you remember that you have the victory over the devil. Hallelujah. If you're getting blessed, let me see you right. I'm getting blessed. On the cross, we gain victory over the devil. The devil cannot have victory over you in that situation. In that situation, you have been waiting on God for. The devil cannot have victory over you because of the cross. The devil cannot have the victory over you because of the cross. Because of the cross, those tormenting voices, those demonic entities speaking to you and steering you up into depression, they have no legality to cause you any further to remain in the valley of depression. Because of the cross, you have victory. You have crossed over from depression to celebration. Hallelujah. The cross is your token for victory. Is your symbol of victory. The cross, the cross. When I think about the cross, I remember victory over demonic attacks. I remember victory over sinful habits. If not for the cross, how could many of us have been delivered from sinful habits that we got in Egypt? How could we have been delivered from sinful habits? How could we have been delivered from the principles of hell and death? That is the principles of death that worketh in man. How could we have been delivered from it? If not for the cross. If not for the cross, If not for the cross, you would have been under a serious curse. We were under a serious curse. We are subjected to vanity. We are under the curse of God. We are alienated. We are aliens. The scriptures called us aliens to the commonwealth of God. We are alienated. We are called the enemies of God. We are in enmity with God. But for the sake of the cross, God drew us nearer. He said, oh, I see what my son did for you on this very cross. So come nearer, come nearer. How could you have been able to sing, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died? Well, how could you have had the audacity to tell Father God to draw you when you were still filled with sinfulness? How could you have had the audacity if not for the cross? How could we have had the morale to call God Daddy, Abba, Father? How could we have called him Father? How could we have called him Father? How could we have called him Daddy if not for the cross? Even Moses, as close as he was, he could not summon the audacity to call him Father. Abraham, God said, yes, Abraham is my friend, but Abraham could not call him Father. Abba, Abba, Abba. These men of old, they could not call him this. But Jesus, knowing what he was to do on the cross, he began to teach his disciples and say, the game is changed because of what I'm about to do. Thus you can pray and say, our Father who art in heaven. The saints of the old covenant could not call him Abba Father. They could not, because the veil had not been taken away. How could the veil have been taken away if not for the cross? Galatians 4 verse 6 said that because we are sons, God has sent for the spirit of a son into our heart, crying, Abba Father, my Father. How could you have the morale to call the Almighty my Father if not for the cross? The cross is an eternal symbol of victory. I feel the presence of God so strong in this meeting. The cross is our eternal symbol of victory. The Lord is here with us in this teaching today very clearly. How could you have called Daddy? How could you have called the God that came to that mountain called Sinai? And Moses could not stand before him. Everywhere was trembling. Everywhere was with great tremblings and shakings. Everywhere was trembling. The children of Israel said, no, no, no. Speak no further. No, we don't want to die. Don't talk to us. They were afraid because they had come to the mountain. To the mountain that could be touched and burned with fire. They came to blackness and darkness and tempest. They came to the sound of a trumpet. They were hearing the voice of words. They heard and said to another, please let him speak no more to us. They told Moses, no, 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 no. And even Moses himself, that was the priest, that was the prophet of the Lord, Moses was trembling exceedingly in fear. And Hebrews 12:22 says forth, but you are come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly of the firstborn, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. How could we have come to God, the judge of all, in Mount Zion without the cross? The cross crossed us over from Sinai to Zion. Oh, Jesus, you need to go deeper to understand what I just said. The cross crossed us over from Sinai to Zion. These are two different mountains. Mount Sinai represents the law. Zion represents the grace of God. We crossed over. We crossed over from death to life. In Mount Sinai, even an animal, if a lamb or a goat or whatever, a calf, dares to step there, it dies. It is stoned to death. But Zion is a place of rest. Zion is a place of healing. Zion is a place of restoration. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the dwelling of God. The general assembly of the firstborn, Yeshua Messiah, is the firstborn, which are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all. How could we frail mortals come to God, the judge of all? How could we? Who gave us the right? who gave us the privilege, who gave us the audacity to come. Have you not heard how the temple of old was structured? How that the holiest place, the high priest comes only once a year, and a rope is tied round his waist with a belt on it, so that perhaps he dies inside there. And if the Shekinah kills him, nobody can go and bring him. They will draw him out with a rope. A place where mortals could not dwell. But now the veil has been torn. The veil is lifted, and every man now has access. And thus the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, now let us come boldly. Boldly. Now we can come boldly. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. Eh? Now we can come boldly before the throne of grace to do what? To obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. How could we have obtained the mercy of God if not for the cross? Maritus Madrini, how could you have obtained the mercy of God if not for the cross? Could we? Wemina Mulenga, how could you have obtained the mercy of God without the cross? Dimakaso Patricia, how could you have obtained the mercy of God without the cross? Osia Seunelo, how could you have obtained the mercy of God without the cross? Bladin, how could you have obtained the mercy of God without the cross? How could we? How could we be able to call upon the name of Jesus and receive victory and win the battles of life and destiny without the cross? The cross has crossed us over to the realm of victory. Mother Tebogo Sewape, how could you have obtained victory without the cross? The cross is an eternal symbol of victory. When I ministered on the portrait of the Last Day Church, I was more emphatic on death, suffering. I talked about persecution. As representing the cross, these things. But then, how can I explain the cross properly if I don't talk about victory? How can I explain the cross accurately without talking about victory? How can I explain the fact that the devil, in his kingdom, he was brutalized? He said, and as he died, he descended into hell. He defeated principalities and powers. He took the keys of hell and death. He took the keys. The keys of your destiny that Satan has stolen. He took the keys. He took the keys. How could the keys of your destiny have been recovered if it were not for the cross? How? How could it have been recovered? The cross is the final decree of victory. When you see the cross, you know that there is a decree of victory over your life, over your health. Whatever sickness you are going through, when you remember the cross, you know a decree has been settled. And the Bible said, where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. Who can say unto him, what doest thou? Who can? The cross is our eternal symbol of victory. If the princes of this world had known, if Satan had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Oh, the princes of this world did not know. They did not know. They thought they were ridiculing the Messiah. They thought they were ridiculing the Messiah. Marabashe Torabaskili Hadas. They thought they were ridiculing the Messiah by all the passion he went through on the cross. They thought they were brutalizing him. They thought they were about to end him. I see how that the devil thinks he's about to end you. I see how that the devil thinks he's just ridiculing you. I see how that the devil thinks he's just molesting you with sickness and so many other vices of the dark of the domains and of the domains of darkness. I see how that the devil thinks he's about to put you to an end without knowing. That is actually bringing you to your realm of victory. I see how the devil has been dancing you around without knowing that he has introduced you to the cross, your place of victory. First Corinthians 2 verses 8, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Had those devils known, they would not have done you that thing which they were doing to you. There were many of us that the devils tormented, and because of the torment, we ran to the cross and we saw victory. There are many people that God allowed the devil to torment them so that they can be able to cry to him. Many, a major percentage of believers today came to Jesus because of what they had gone through. And in the process of crying to the Lord, they saw the cross and they saw victory. I prophesy to everyone listening to me this evening, you will see victory. You will see victory. You will see victory. Marababayaka sandelebos. In 1 minute, begin to declare, I see victory. I see victory everywhere. I see victory. I see victory. I see victory. I see victory.
I see victory. I see victory everywhere. I see victory everywhere. In my life, I will see victory. In my household, in my community, I see victory everywhere around me.
I see victory. I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory.
I see victory. Hallelujah. I see victory.
I see victory in every sphere of your lives. I see victory in that situation you are about to give up. I see victory. Victory is coming out for you. I see victory, victory, victory everywhere. Victory is written all over you. I see victory. Without the cross, how could we have a hope of heaven? How could we? Without the cross, how could we have a hope of heaven? How could we have the hope of heaven? Without the cross, how could we have the hope of eternal heaven? Maribos caviantel. How could we have the hope of spending eternity with God in heaven without the cross? How could we? We're all sentenced to vanity. We're all heading towards hell. But Jesus brought the cross to cross us over from hell to heaven. How could you have the hope of victory without the cross? How could you have the hope of victory? How could you have the hope of victory over those salient matters in your life? The cross is our eternal symbol of victory. It's not just our eternal symbol of victory, but it is my eternal symbol of victory. I personalize this thing. It's a personal matter. It is a personal thing. It is a personal matter. The cross is my symbol of victory. When I think the cross, I think victory. Victory over sin. I think victory over Satan. I think victory over the world and its systems. Hallelujah. He said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he should destroy the works of darkness. Oh, kabarantes kuvi aital. If you're present here tonight or listening to this message, the anointing of God is so strong. I feel the anointing of God even as I've never felt in any of our Bible studies. I feel it so strong, so strong. I want us to take advantage of this anointing right now. Take advantage of this anointing and that particular thing you have been trusting God for victory. Begin to say, Jesus, let my victory come now because of the cross. Let my victory come now. Take advantage of this situation. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. We have just about 6 more minutes. You raise a cry to God. Say, Lord, in that particular situation, victory, victory, victory. This is the power of the cross. This is the victory of the cross. This is the victory of the cross. This is the victory of the cross. Here is victory for you. May God bless His word in your life. The Lord bless His word in your life. I see victory on every side in your life. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. See you in our next week Bible study. I believe you have been blessed. I believe you have been blessed. I believe you have been blessed. Go in this might knowing that what Jesus did for you is an eternal work of victory. So victory is your lot, is your portion. Victory is above all your inheritance. You inherit victory from the Messiah. God bless you all. See you at the midnight cry. Shalom.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusade, and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com, or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Nwoke. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel approach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's army global, bringing the fullness of God to every man, and taking us numberless as a sign by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.